Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 207 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I could change the name to Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. More likely, I'm going to change the name to Fuck It. You were here. You saw it. You lived through it. Another government shutdown this past weekend. Starting off with the ridiculous... Okay, you have a Republican president, a Republican Senate, a Republican House of Representatives, and the shutdown is blamed on the Democrats. To start with, the spin from both sides was just crazy. So the Democrats were saying that they want something on the Dreamers. Before we vote on the budget, we got to have some kind of agreement to talk about DACA, the Dreamers, et cetera, et cetera. The Republicans say the Democrats want to shut down the government because they hate the military and don't want to pay them. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, Democrats, we all hate the military. They can just say anything, but I don't blame them because the shit works. The shit works. Now, when I was a kid, way back when, my grandfather and grandmother had a farm in South Carolina, and the kids would go to the farm every summer. So there'd be all of us cousins down there at any given time, 6, 8, whatever number of cousins. Now, my grandfather was old school, okay? 90% of what he did to us would be deemed illegal today. But he loved us, and my grandmother, she was a true grandmother that if you weren't eating, something was wrong, and she spoiled us and loved us. But the point being, if we had a fight, if there was a fight going on, my grandfather would literally tie us together. He would tie your wrists together and say, by the end of the day, you two will figure out how to get along. Yeah, that's what he did. He tied our wrists together. Now, maybe that's what we need to do with the kids in the House and the Senate. Maybe we need to just lock the door. Just lock the door. Nobody's coming out until you kids learn to play with each other. I don't know what you do. I don't know how. They're children. They're children. They're whiny, and they argue over nothing, and they can't. I have to win, and meh, 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 meh. And it's the government of the United States. Forget about how the world looked at this shutdown, because from Korea to China to Europe to you name it, they were laughing their ass off because we're idiots. We're fucked up. We have a non-functioning government. Now think about that. It's all one party, and it's still a non-functioning government. And the only battle was Congress and the Senate managed to lower their approval rating below Trump's. Like they were trying to blame each other for this shutdown, and the people basically said, no, we blame all of you. Okay, so we're not exactly making America great again. So the government was shut down for the weekend. Now, what does that mean? It means a lot of things. You know, they tell us, you know, this national park will be open, but that service will be shut down. Well, I have a friend who works in the budget office for the government. Well, she works in government budgets. Let's just say that. She works in government budgets for a government agency. I spoke to her on Sunday. I said, what do you do tomorrow? She said, I don't know. She said, when I was in the budget office, they told us on the last shutdown back in 2013 exactly how it was going to work and what's going to be done. And this time, you know, she said the essential employees would come to work. What was considered non-essential employees would be temporarily furloughed, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nobody knew when they were going to get paid, but you had to come to work, blah, blah. That, we remember that shutdown in 13. She said, this one, nope, nobody knows. Nobody said anything. So late Sunday night, she got a message to report to work 9 a.m. Monday morning to sign her furlough papers and furlough package. She went in, she said, took about an hour. You have to sign all these things and agree to be available to work. If you're gone when they call back, you're considered absent without leave, so you can't do that, and et cetera, et cetera. Big package of paperwork you have to sign, this and that. That's at 9 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, when the shutdown's open, you got to do a bunch of paperwork to go back to work. Think about how big the government is. Think about how many employees they did this with. Think about the millions, and I'm not exaggerating, I would bet it had to be millions of dollars to do this, to generate the paperwork, the time spent, the man hours spent, blah, 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 to shut down the government, just for nothing, idiots, idiots. So this is a few more million dollars wasted to make America great again. It's almost like you'd prefer we just waste the money and send the idiot golfing, and it might do less damage. I don't know. But you're just flushing money down a toilet, a government money. Well, guess whose money that is? Our money. Particularly if you're working class. It's not rich people's money because their taxes were dropped. It's your money, blue collar, white, middle America, whatever the fuck they describe you as, Trump supporter. Anyway, yes, the government shutdown was solved because the Democrats once again surrendered. Once again surrendered. They agreed to vote to get the government going, to come up with a temporary budget that's going to last until February 8th so we can do this all again. My grandfather would have tied their wrists together. Their wrists would be tied together until February 8th if my grandfather was still around and he was in charge. He got shit done. We stopped fighting. Anyway, Schumer accepted McConnell's promise to vote on the Dreamers. And it's not really anything. It's sort of like, yeah, we'll come up with something. We'll talk about those Dreamers between now and February 8th. You know, we'll talk about maybe doing something. We might bring up legislation if we have a moment to talk about it in between how to destroy Social Security. We might mention something. So once again, the Democrats did it again. This is a classic abuse. This is okay. The Republican, it's like if you're an alcoholic, right? If you're an alcoholic, every Friday, the plan is one drink. I'm going to get my paycheck. I'm going to stop at the bar. I'm going to have one drink and then I'm going to go home. Okay. This is the Democrats. This is that one drink is the story from the Republicans. Democrats are like, we're going to believe this one time. This time it's going to be different, right? That's what every alcoholic says. That's what every victim of any kind of continuous abuse says. This time it's going to be different. Schumer and the Democrats are like, you know, this time McConnell's not lying. This isn't like, you know, the Supreme Court justices under Barack Obama no, he's not lying this time. This time is going to be different. And he's going to talk to us about DACA and the Dreamers by February 8th. Really? You're going to put your money on that? You're going to put your money on that? You might as well just, I don't know, bet against the Patriots and the spread in the Super Bowl. Because we know it's gotten boring by now. New England, God bless you. Brady, great quarterback. It's gotten boring. Every playoff going to be New England coming from behind. Some controversial play that just happens to go in their favor. And they make it to the Super Bowl. Good luck. I don't even give a shit anymore. That narrative has become boring. So has this one. The Democrats have laid down again. Even Democrats are saying they've laid down. They never give names, and why would they? But one top Senate Democratic aide said after the vote concluded, "Are you looking for a spine? Because I don't have one to sell you." No, there's no spine. It's a lay down. So this is it. It's done. Millions of dollars wasted. What I say, nothing changes. If nothing changes fuck, we did it again. See you on February 8th. It'll be same thing. We'll play this game again. And you know, they'll make some agreement to talk about immigration and build a fence instead of a wall or some bullshit, and then they'll come up with some budget. Donald Trump was not allowed to meet or comment on this. He did pose for pictures. It was beautiful. I'm sure you saw some of the pictures of Donald Trump working during the shutdown. These pictures were posed so poorly, like sitting at a desk holding up a phone like he was talking on it or whatever. You know what they look like? They look like when you buy a picture frame, the picture that's in the picture frame, when you buy it, It was like you went out and bought a picture frame that said man working, and they showed him with his fat ass sitting there holding up a phone. And I did say his fat ass. Yeah. 6'3", 239. He's 6'3", 239, like I'm 6'3", 239. And I hate to admit it, but I'm 260 on a good day. I'm just, you get old, you get fat. What can I tell you? But anyway, so they kept him away from these negotiations. They kept him away from saying anything other than the tweet blaming the Democrats, blah, 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 blah. We knew all about all that bullshit. So the weekend shut down. Forgive my voice. My voice has been crazy dry since I got back from Bermuda. I think my body's like, why didn't you stay? So that's it. The shutdown is done. The Democrats surrendered. We'll pick it up again on February 8th and do the same thing again. Now, I was talking about this thing about Donald Trump being fat, okay? And it was very interesting. This one article I read in the Huffington Post talked about the coverage of Trump's body fat is stupid. The coverage, and they said the problem was that various news outlets and Twitter, of course, and they were comparing Trump's 6'3", 239 to athletes who were 6'3", 239, 235, guys like Bryce Harper and some football players, and obviously the athletes are a chiseled 239, but that they called it stupid. It's not stupid. You know why? This is why I say it's not stupid, because it just shows the continued pattern of lying from the White House. They will lie about anything. No, it doesn't matter. We all see his fat ass. We know he's 285 or 300 or some shit. We know he's not 6'3". He didn't grow 2 inches in the past year in any direction. You know those little baby hands. He ain't 2 inches, maybe. Anyway, the point is they lie. They lie about anything. Nobody cares. We all know he lays in bed eating cheeseburgers. He lives on Kentucky Fried Chicken. And we know he's not 230. So why lie? But they just sit up there. They lie about anything. So the coverage of this isn't stupid. The coverage of this just continues. And don't let up. I get tired of it. You get tired of it. We all get tired of it. We know it's an unending stream of bullshit. If Sarah Huckabee ever told the truth, then lightning would strike. Then lightning would, you don't want to be in that room if she ever actually told the truth. It's a continuous stream of lies. But that's why. So yeah, you do have to use ridiculous examples, because you're dealing with a ridiculous example of a White House. You're dealing with something that is unprecedented. And again, the beauty of it, and I've said this before, the amazing thing about it, I hate to use the word admire, but I don't know what other word. Donald Trump's separation from reality blows, it's mind-blowing. It is something, but if you had this gift that he does, if you had this ability, how great would your life be? How easy would life be? Okay, Saturday was a women's march. All across America, literally millions of women, not like the millions of people at his inauguration, but actually, let's just say 1 million women across the country, adding up all the women's marches. Say 500,000. Doesn't matter. It was definitely more than that. But just pick a number and say it. It was 239 women. Shut up. They're protesting Donald Trump. They're protesting the current administration, the current government. They're protesting the sexual harassment, its part, you know, the Me Too movement is involved, et cetera, et cetera. What does Donald Trump tweet? I'm going to just read it. Donald Trump's tweet on Saturday, Women's March. Beautiful weather all over our great country. A perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months. Lowest female unemployment in 18 years. He took credit for it like he's doing something good. There's a million women marching, men, women, but a woman's march, million protesting you, protesting everything about you, protesting your existence, protesting the fact that you're not being charged with all the sexual harassment that you cases that should be brought up against you, protesting against your dismantling of healthcare, protesting against your international policies and ridiculous threats of nuclear war, and you name it, it is being protested. And what does he say? It's a beautiful day for you ladies to go out for a stroll and celebrate your jobs. Again, can you imagine if you could be that disconnected from reality? I mean, honestly, how much easier would your life be if, like, whenever you screwed up, you just made it a great thing? You know what I mean? You're at work and you press, okay, you work in Hawaii at the missile warning place, because I don't know what the hell it is, and it's your job to hit the button, and you hit the wrong button, and you tell everyone in Hawaii that missiles are on the way. And you know something? Isn't it beautiful how everyone reacted at the same time? It was like coordinated. Isn't it great that people can come together when there's a missile on the way, and everyone went outside because the weather in Hawaii is beautiful? I mean, that's the equivalent. You name it, just to separate from reality. Okay, it's the new year. A lot of people have resolutions. Common resolution: to lose weight. What's the first thing you do in losing weight? Weigh yourself. You got to see where you start. So you weigh yourself and say you weigh 289. And you're just like, you know something? I weigh 239 pounds and I'm taller, so I'm not obese. I'm not a fat ass. Just make it up. Just make it up and make it real. And nobody questions you. They just roll with the punch. How beautiful would that be? Now, if you think that this woman's march was in favor of Donald Trump, well, you wouldn't be listening to my podcast. But you can go online and look up some of the best signs from the Women's March. Signs such as: vaginas brought you into the world, vaginas will vote you out. Here's another one: please note the lack of Nazis at our marches. I like that. 6-year-old kid holding up a sign: I'm not allowed to act like the president. 3-year-old kid holding up a sign: I'm also 6'3", 239 pounds. Beautiful, beautiful. Here's one: Cat in the Hat poster. I do not like you down my shirt. I do not like you up my skirt. I do not like you near my rump. I do not like you, Mr. Trump. Old lady holding up a sign: I can't believe I'm still protesting this shit. Another old lady: now you pissed off grandma. Okay. And on and on. Actual stable genius: a picture of Barack Obama. The real shithole: Donald Trump with his mouth open, his mouth being the O in shithole. Donald Trump, the O in shithole. That's pretty good. Yeah. And on and on. So many signs. So, yeah. But what does he say? It's a beautiful day for you women to be out there celebrating. Did just disconnect from reality. It makes life so much easier. For those who complain about my chair squeaking, sorry. Now, another interesting thing I read. Of course it's interesting. I'm talking about it. It's interesting to me. Hopefully to you too. Elise Jordan, who works for NBC News and MSNBC and is a columnist for Time Magazine, wrote an article titled "I'm a Republican, What on Earth is Wrong with My Party?" And the first line for opening: "I am a Republican in the era of Donald Trump, and I am emotionally depleted by the constant cruelty of the President of the United States." Now, of course, this goes with the shithole comment she talks about when Trump attacked Maisha Johnson, the pregnant widow of the fallen soldier. You know, when he talked about the white supremacists and said there were some very fine people out there, his support for Roy Moore, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, the GOP's journey from embracing compassionate conservatism, which was, remember, that was W. Bush's thing, compassionate conservative, to accepting Trump's unparalleled capacity for casual cruelty, cannot be dismissed as craven politics. It's a threat to our security when President taunts a nuclear-armed rogue dictator on social media. And she talks about, there's a time not so long ago when Republicans cared about the standing in the world. And then she goes way back to times like President Eisenhower in 1953 wondered aloud in a national security meeting if perhaps we couldn't try to get some of these people in these downtrodden countries to like us instead of hating us. You know, downtrodden countries like shitholes. And so on. George H.W. Bush. George Bush won. Bush organized financial and military coalition that forced Saddam Hussein's withdrawal from Kuwait. He got the world to participate in that. And on and on. So, and then she says, it's not hypersensitivity to be offended by blatantly racist, misogynistic, and warmongering statements from a man who refuses to exercise an ounce of self-control. So, you get the point. What's wrong with, well, here's my thing. Why are you still supporting him? Why are you still part of the Republican Party? If this offends you so much, if this is so completely out of line with your beliefs, why are you still with the party? This is the same thing as Mia Love saying, oh, I'm offended because you called Haiti a shithole because she's Haitian. Haitian woman from Brooklyn who moved to Utah and became a congresswoman. Suddenly she's offended by the racism that comes out of the White House. This is another person. Listen, you're still a Republican. You're still supporting the party. So don't write this bullshit. Don't write this bullshit. Don't tell me your problems. You are supporting the party. Okay? So this is your thing. It's your, if you support it, you can't. What's wrong with our party? Why do we have all this hatred, misogyny, and racism? What is it, new? Did it just start this past week? No. This is the same Donald Trump you elected. It's the same Donald Trump you elected 14, 15 months ago. Okay, this is the same Donald Trump who campaigned. This is the same Donald Trump who grabbed him by the pussy, who had all the sexual harassment allegations, who paid hush money to a porn star that he was screwing just after his wife had a baby. This is the same Donald Trump who has 5 children from 3 marriages, and you guys claim that you're the party of family values, and on and on and on. It's the same Donald Trump. It's the same Republican Party. So how are you going to sit up here now and say, what's wrong with my party? What the hell happened? We didn't expect this at all. Bullshit. I call bullshit. You knew it. You voted for him, and this is it. This is exactly what you voted for. And you know, and I've said this before, I hate to say it, but it may be true. We as a nation may be getting exactly what we deserve. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take away maybe get. We are getting exactly what we deserve. Granted, the majority did not vote for Donald Trump, but this is what we got. This is our president. This is our government. This is our Senate. This is our Congress. Now, the Democrats may get something back. They may get the House back in the midterms. And if they do, and if they're not smart enough to look at the electoral, just like they're looking at gerrymandering right now, if they're not smart enough to look at the Electoral College and the system with which we elect a president and somehow get that in alignment with current America, not America from the days when this was first designed, you know, back in the days when we didn't have a California, when the West was St. Louis, okay? Let's if the Democrats don't get off their ass, and that's my party. I support the Democratic Party, okay? If the Democrats don't get off their ass and change something, What did I say at the beginning? Nothing changes if nothing changes. Or more likely, fuck it. If they get the House and they don't work to change this, then it'll happen again. And this is our president. But if you're a Republican, don't what happened to my party bullshit. This is your party. You know what happened to it? You supported it. You loved it. You loved it. You hated Barack Obama because he was black. You wanted to undo all of Barack Obama's policies. You supported the nonsense about him being a Muslim and not being an American citizen. You actually made that an issue. You totally blew off the Constitution in the fact that the Senate would not even look at a Supreme Court candidate. You just ignored the Constitution. Your support, the gun shit, the ridiculous gun shit. Again, I'm not anti-gun, but I'm pro-common sense. We still have all these ridiculous laws. You supported removing the ban on automatic weapons after children were shot at a school. So don't come up now. What happened to the Republican Party? We cared so much. We love people, all people, as long as they're white and, you know, upper middle to rich. We love them. If you're poor and white, you think we love you, and we'll be glad you're dumb enough to believe that and take full advantage of you. And if you're a person of color and or an recent immigrant and you support us, well, we love stupid people. We love stupid. We take stupid people vote too. This is the Republican Party. So don't come off with this bullshit about what happened to my Republican Party. It is exactly what did the coach say? We're exactly who we said we are. So that's enough of that. Moving on. I don't even know how to lead into this other than to say, like, this is how horrible people are. This is how horrible people are. This is how much money, like, I don't even know how to describe this. Are you familiar with these predatory loans? Now, we know about the cash advances. We know about the payroll loans. But the payroll loans are hundreds of dollars, $200, $300, $500. You get kind of caught in this circle of being unable to pay it back. Now, we knew about that. I didn't know about this. So we've seen the commercials, you know, borrow $1,000 to $1,000 to $5,000, whatever. Get it in your checking account within 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. So this is a type of lending for people who have no choice in that they may have credit troubles. They may have lack of security. They can't secure a loan, whatever. So they have to go to these predatory lenders. It's how predatory they are. I had no idea. So this woman, this is a story out of the LA Times. A woman named Joanne Hessen, sick with diabetes. She was desperate. She had medical bills for a leg amputation, a kidney transplant that wiped out her retirement money. Social Security and her pension weren't enough to make ends meet. So she needed to borrow some money. She borrowed $5,125 from a lender in Anaheim called Loan Me. The interest rate, 116%. Her $5,125 loan, 7 years, $495 a month. If she paid the full amount, it would be $42,000. $42,000. $37,000 in interest. 116%. You think that's bad? She borrowed $2,500 from an Ohio firm called Cash Central. That interest rate was 183%. She said, I knew the rates were high, but I did it out of desperation. Literally, desperation. Is that where we're at? Is that you're allowed to take advantage of people to that extent? 183%? I don't know how much the mob charges for money. I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that much. These loans are perfectly legal. California, for example, has strict rules governing payday loans. And there's an interest rate cap for installment loans of less than $2,500, which is that's the payday loan stuff in the low. But State lawmakers in 85 removed an interest rate cap on loans between $2,500 and $5,000. Now, more than half of the loans in that range carry triple-digit interest rates. Now, most of the loans are handled by three companies, LoanMe, another firm called Check & Go, and another firm called Elevate Credit. And they obviously have different names in different places, but it's these same companies. They do it online. They've taken away the business of pawn shops and stuff like that. Most banks don't offer personal loans. Banks don't offer personal loans if you have bad credit or if you're not a customer at a bank. So these people have nowhere to go. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. They attract customers by spending heavily on advertising. We've all seen these commercials, right? LoanMe spent $40 million on advertising in California. Spent $40 million. Why not? You're getting 116% interest. Now, and you know, there are more stories here. Most of these people are sick. That woman had diabetes. Another woman had uterine cancer. This woman kept overdrafting her bank account. And you know how the overdraft game works. You don't have enough money. Like, say you write three checks, right? You write a check for $100. You write a check for $40. You write a check for $25. You have $75 in your account. You think the bank's going to pay the $40 and the $25? No. They're going to go with the $100 to overdraw the account, and then they're going to charge you an overdraft penalty on all three checks because none of them can be paid. It's an old scam. They've been doing it forever. So they do this. Now, these banks, they're not banks, these predatory lenders have, they can't get the money. Like, if you really can't pay, they can't get the money. In other words, you didn't put up your car, you didn't put up your house or whatever. So they end up in driving these people into bankruptcy, and there's quite often charge-offs. But even then, look how much money they've made. If this woman who borrowed $5,000, even if she makes her payments for 1 year at $495 a month, she's paid off damn near $6,000. So they already made money, but usually it's going to take longer than that. It's going to take 18 months, 2 years, whatever. When you go bankrupt, they've made money. These companies are making hundreds of millions of dollars doing this. And they're doing loans that they shouldn't do. This woman had an income of $2,900 a month. Okay, so she had to pay her out of that $2,900. She's got rent, she's got food, she's blah 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 blah. And her, before the loan, her monthly obligations were $200 more than her monthly income. Okay, before the loan, she was $200 in the hole, which is why she needed the loan. Now the loan adds $495 to her total obligations. So you know she can't pay it. But you can apply all this pressure and blah, 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 blah. This is unbelievable. This is unreal. This, ladies and gentlemen, is deregulation. That's right. That's right. Banks and, you know, lenders not regulated. This goes back to the whole subprime thing, right? We did it with subprime mortgages with the houses. There's subprime auto loans now. Now here's another, and this is about predatory lending. This is about attacking the poor. This is people who have no choice. I know they made bad decisions. They're irresponsible, blah, 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 blame, blame, blame. No, this is a situation that only a poor person can get into, just like paying the fees at a check cashing place or getting caught in a payday loan, because once you get in this hole, you can't get out. And then you can be driven into this hole by medical bills. Why? Because you don't have good enough medical insurance. Why? Because that Obamacare is un-American. I don't know, people. I don't know. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There is no bottom. 116%. 130%. 183%. How can it be legal to charge 183% interest? Under what circumstance? I'm telling you, the mob, the leg breakers, I don't think they were getting, I don't think the VIG was 183%. Now it says between 20 and 25% of these loans are charged off and the company stops trying to collect. That means 75 to 80% of these loans you're collecting. You're collecting $37,000 interest on a $5,000 loan. Unbelievable. I don't know, people. I got nothing. Hey, maybe these people, you know what? Maybe these predatory lenders should handle like the government budget, right? Isn't the shutdown over the budget? These guys should go down there and have a talk with McConnell and Schumer and all the boys. Say, listen, hey, you need money? We got money. We got all the money you need. Gonna cost you 150%. Yes, sign right here. And if you don't pay, we'll be on your ass. Maybe that would work. Maybe that would get them to pay attention. Maybe that would get them back to work. I don't know. It's the most horrible thing I've read today. But I'll read something worse tomorrow. Guaranteed. Okay, that's it. That's all I got this week. I said at the beginning of the day, I stick to it now. The government shut down. I'd prefer the president shut up. Where am I going? I'm headed to sea. I'm beginning my multiple jazz cruises, starting with the Blue Note Jazz Cruise. I'll be leaving this Saturday. We're going to Labadee in Haiti. So I'll see that beautiful shithole. I don't mean it, Haiti. It's a beautiful island. I've been there before. Ocho Rios, Nassau in the Bahamas. I'm going to New Orleans, Cozumel, Belize, and just a bunch of beautiful places with some of the most incredible musicians on earth. I'll be out there for the next 3 weeks, loving it. I hope you make it. Some of you listeners will be out there. I appreciate it. Come say hello to me, please. If you listen to my podcast and you're on any one of the jazz cruises, I'd love to meet you and thank you for listening. And if you're not on a jazz cruise, we're booking 2019 Entertainment Cruise Productions, or look up Blue Note Jazz Cruise or Smooth Jazz Cruise or whatever. Just come on out. Just listen. This ain't changing. I'll be at sea when the government shuts down again. I'll also be at sea when the Patriots win the Super Bowl. I'm not wishing for the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, but after last year, after Atlanta, I'd be damned if I'd ever bet against them. Ooh, I hate that. Boston people are so annoying. We'll see how it goes. Good luck out there. If you were furloughed by the government this morning, congratulations on your rehire this afternoon. I'm Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You guys are. And I really, honestly appreciate it. Keep laughing and try not to take this shit too seriously. Unless you're in Congress, then take it seriously. Where's my grandfather? Get him some rope. He'll make this shit work.